Hi everyone, this is Aaron and you are listening to the Sound Words Podcast. Dive In Dig Deep is my Instagram account dedicated to the beauty of the Bible and the role of reading in the Christian life. I recently went live with Abigail Houston, a recording artist, worship leader, and my friend on Instagram. In this episode, we talked about her song, It Is You, her Instagram content and aesthetic, how she's dealing with COVID-19, and what it means to have Jesus as most important in life. Thanks for listening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for going live with me today.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
So I've been following you for quite some time. I actually wanted to talk to you about your music. You know that my Instagram is mostly about like Bibles and books and reading, but I'm also a worship leader. And so music has always been a huge part of my life. And I love just to support just artists in general. I think it's a big part of our Christian faith. But yeah, would you mind telling me more about your music ministry and especially your single that's on Spotify? Because I've been listening to that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I mean, music for me has always, similar to you, I've loved it ever since I was a little girl. Like, it's like, I mean, the joke around my family is that like we started really loving music when our chore started, because like as kids, my siblings and I would always like sing while we're doing the dishes or whatever, just to like pass the time. But like I grew such a fondness to it. And so I remember listening to the radio one day, and it was actually Carrie Job's song, Steady My Heart. Are you familiar with that song?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay, so I listened to that, and I remember I was like probably 12 at the time, but I remember thinking like it impacted me so much, and I was like, I want to do that with music. Like I want to, you know, like share God's love and His word with people through music. And so through there, it was a crazy series of events, but 2016, I was able to go to Nashville and record It Is You. And it was amazing. It was so fun. So, I mean, in between then, I've done a couple like smaller shows just locally. But otherwise, I'm a worship leader at my church and I love that. And I'm really content there, even though it was funny. I remember thinking like that I wanted it to be something huge at the time, but God didn't open that door. And you know what? I was like, you know what, Lord, if you know best, you know? So it's been a blessing just to be able to lead like a congregation.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. So you actually went to Nashville. Can we just talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did that happen? Yeah.
So I was about 12 at the time when I was like, really like, Mom, I think I want to do this. And so I had a whole bunch of like Christian CDs, and she's like, well, we had no idea what like a producer meant or what like no idea music terms whatsoever. But she's like, go ahead and maybe look on the backs of those CDs and look for maybe a producer or a, you know, whatever, and see if there's any similar names. And so I think I was looking on the backs of CDs like Bethany Dillon and Joy Williams at the time. And I found that it was, this guy named Ed Cash. And so I was like, okay. So I emailed him, like this 13-year-old girl, like,
wow,
hey, record, you know, and he got back to me maybe a couple days later, or one of his assistants, and they were so gracious. It took, like I said, it took probably like 3 years to actually do it. Not on their side, just our side. It wasn't working out. And it was discouraging at times because I was like, I want to go do this. And I feel like God wants me to do this, but it wasn't God's timing. He hadn't opened up those doors yet. So, but finally I was able to graduate early in 2016. So that summer we took and we went, and it was amazing. I think it was a full 2 days of recording just because it was the one song.
Yeah.
And I remember going there and like they prayed for me right before I started singing. And that was something that I was like, what? Like, who does that? You know, like who?
Yeah,
who?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the Lord. It was so cool.
I really thought that when I listened to it, I was like, this doesn't sound like a bedroom recording. This sounds very professional. Like it has that huge sound, and it sounds epic, honestly. Like it sounds really cool. Can we talk about the song just for a second? Like what's the story behind that song? I think the melody is really catchy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so the song went through, actually, kind of funny. The song went through a few like changes. If you go like deep trying to dig through my YouTube, you'll actually find the actual version that I have. And it was similar, but we just changed the chorus a little bit. That song, it was really, I can't remember like the specific day that I wrote it, but I know I was like, I had several songs that I was thinking of, you know, bringing to Nashville, and we knew that we could only do one at the time. So we were trying to kind of narrow it down. And like, when you're a songwriter, it's kind of like, oh, like one song, how can I just choose one? You know, it's kind of like picking a favorite child. You can't do that. You know? So I was like, okay, you know, I wasn't sure. And then I wrote that song. And I remember after I wrote it, I was like, I think this is the one, because above any other song, if this does become a career, I want this to be kind of like the stake in the ground of this is why I'm doing it. Like, it is all about Jesus. It's about him and what he's done and who he is. It's not about me and my talents or anything, you know? So that was kind of why I chose that song, and why I was writing it was just, you know, I wanted it to kind of be a declaration that it is Jesus. Above all else, it's Jesus who is worthy.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful song. We can talk more about it, but okay, let's go off script a little bit. You shared an IGTV video recently of another song, right? Is that up and coming? Is that a new one?
We're hoping. I'm actually kind of in the process right now of searching out some people to kind of help me get that off the ground. So yeah, I'm really excited. I wrote that about 3 years ago now.
Oh, very cool.
But it was so neat how God kind of brought it back to mind. And I was like, you know, that would kind of fit perfectly with the timing and the season that we're in right now with COVID.
So. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that, actually. Let's talk about what we're going through COVID right now. Since you brought it up, how are you doing with everything? How is it where you're at?
Yeah. So right now, I'm near Chicago, so it's pretty crazy. We're in lockdown, and I mean, like the regular, like grocery stores are open, banks are open, whatever. It's crazy. Like, there have been a lot of people who have been in panic. Although I will say, there are a lot of people who are acting pretty cavalierly about this. Like, there's not as much of a panic, or maybe as much of a respect as I was, you know, hoping to see.
Yes.
But personally, I'm doing well. It's weird being shut in. I'm a homebody, so it's kind of nice to be home. But there's the weird thing of not being able to go out and not being able to, like, I mean, my biggest thing is not being able to have church. Honestly, I'm like, not sounding cheesy, but that is so hard. It's so hard to not fellowship of believers and community and the preaching of the word. Like, it's difficult.
I agree. I think especially, you know, as a worship leader, I really miss singing with the congregation. And it's just not the same watching a sermon online versus being with the rest of the congregation, knowing that, hey, we're all sitting here listening to the word together. I'm here in California, and yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing the online worship. And yeah, we're supposed to be safer at home, so that's what we're doing right now. I noticed that on your Instagram, you post, like, it's almost like devotionals, almost like your content, maybe, or it's very encouraging. It definitely points us to Christ. Can we just talk about your Instagram, your content, and even your overall aesthetic? Like, I dig like the whole look of it. It's very clean looking. Yeah, can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the aesthetic goes, I'm such a minimalist at heart when it comes to, like, you know, decor or whatever. I'm very like, you know, only what needs to be there, you know? So I guess that just kind of flows into my Instagram. And I don't know if she knows this, but I don't know if you follow Alyssa Baird, but she was like one of the biggest inspirations for my Instagram. So that's a little shout out to her. But I remember looking at this is beautiful. So that's inspiration. But then as far as the writing goes, along with writing music, I guess it kind of flows into just writing, you know, my thoughts out as well. And I was really passionate when I got Instagram. I was like, you know, I want to use this again as a tool to point others to Christ, because there's just not enough of that out there, and not enough of solid biblical truth. Like, there's some that can be wishy-washy, but that's not really good for anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I try my hardest to, you know, point people back to the word. And I love writing. I've been pondering the idea of maybe, you know, writing a devotional or a book. It's kind of all up in the air right now, but there's some options and things that I've kind of been looking at, and I'm excited to see kind of what God will do with that. But for now, Instagram it is.
That'd be so rad. Well, if you end up doing that, I'd definitely support it. I noticed that like you use like a hashtag at the end of your posts.
Yes.
What is it? Your hashtag is growth 2020.
Yes.
Can you just tell me what that is? Because I've been following you for a while, but I don't know what that is.
Yes. Okay. So funny story behind that one. I have done a hashtag, I think starting 2017, it was courageous. And then purposeful was 18. 19 was, what was 19? I forgot what 19 was. Fearless. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. And then this year I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to do a hashtag because there's just too much to learn. Like I just need to grow. And I was like, oh, well, I guess that could be my hashtag growth. Cause I feel like there are so many areas where like we need to seek growth. I think a lot of times I'm speaking to myself, we can be comfortable sitting in complacency and just being like, I'm okay where I'm at, you know, I feel comfortable, but honestly, I can't remember who said this, but if we're not, you know, moving forward, we're never just standing somewhere. We're always sliding back. And so, you know, my intention and my prayer is that God will continually grow me in every single season. But that was kind of the heart behind 2020.
Yeah, no, I think it's great because like, I can see that theme almost in your posts. And it's kind of nice knowing that like, oh yeah, this is like, when I'm reading this, like, this is what I should have in mind, like mm-hmm. spiritual growth is very important. And to me, that's the perfect thing for 2020, especially being like stuck at home right now, you know, and it's so easy just to be complacent and maybe even apathetic, like honestly, just speaking for myself, you know. Your most recent post, I want to talk about this really quick. You posted a picture of yourself. You're like kind of crouched in the corner a little bit. And you said, what do you believe is most important in life? Is it what you look like? Is it your status, your bank account, your talent? And just can we talk about this? And what were you thinking behind the post? Like, what was your rationale behind it? Who took that picture? You know, stuff like that.
That was a self-timed photo. I had to like put my phone up on like several boxes and
nice.
Self-timed photo. But honestly, should have brought my sister in here. My younger sister is a photographer. Mm. Amazing. So should have brought her. But no, I was thinking that day and just thinking honestly to myself too, like, okay, what is most important in life? What do I think is most important? Because what I believe is most important is going to flow out. And I was right before we started, I pulled out my Bible and I should have put, I don't know if I put this in the post or not, but Matthew 6:21, where it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that was exactly kind of, it was such a, I don't know, so heavy on my heart to share it because I think what we, again, like I said, where our treasure is or where we think our importance lies is exactly where our actions are going to follow, whether we know it or not. They are going to be that way. And so, so if we place God as the most important thing in our lives, like by his grace, not by our own ability, but by his grace, like he will then cause us to grow in him and continue to pursue him versus our own, like passions.
And I think, okay, so honestly, just being at home and not going out and having all of these, like, I guess, I want to say like freedoms taken away from us. It kind of makes me at least reflect and think like, what do I really value in this life? And where do I find my joy? And like, what makes me like happy? Like, what do I wake up excited to do?
Yes.
And like, and in all honesty, sometimes it's not Jesus. And that's mm-hmm. totally wrong. You know, would you mind sharing with us kind of what you were thinking about as you posted that, your own reflection?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So my own reflection was similar to yours. Like, and that's such a good way of posing the question. Like when you wake up, what are you excited to do? And again, I love being home and I love serving my family. And so a lot of times I'll like, you know, I'm I'm kind of like a Martha, I guess, in the Bible, where you could like I'm the one kind of like running around doing stuff and making things done, where God's like, hey, like, have you spent time with me? You know? So there's that mentality of like just doing stuff. And then a lot of times it's comparison, honestly, like when you get on Instagram and like, I see all these wonderful posts or these girls who are just so passionate about Jesus or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I'm not like them, but that's then me placing my heart in that. That's where I find my most importance, is my status or in whatever, you know? So for me, direction of, no, like your eyes need to be fixed on Jesus.
Yeah. You know, that's so important. And like, honestly, we should talk about this another time, but yeah, just kind of being on Instagram and what it means to point people to Jesus and what it means to compare with other people on Instagram. Yeah. I think we should save that conversation for another time though. There's probably a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, how was your first Instagram live? How do you feel? I think you did great.
Thank you. No, you did great too. Thank you for having
Yeah, thanks. I've been trying to, you know, just kind of practice interviewing people and just having different conversations. And so I'm so thankful that you said that you'd be able to come on. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave with those who are listening? Maybe an encouragement for anybody who's looking at music or looking at writing or just trying to be on Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I would say, number one, do it all for God's glory, because if there's you know, if there's any other intention, like, you're going to be bummed. Like, I know I was, because my heart wasn't fully fixed, you know, on just honoring Jesus. And so if that's your goal, God will honor that, whether he makes something big or just keeps it small. And then along those lines, like, just be faithful in the little. Like, that's what my mom and dad have always told me, like, Abby, be faithful in the little. And if God is pleased to, he might make it big and he might just make it, keep it small. But if so, then you're content and you've been faithful in what you've been gifted in. So just, you know, honor God with what he's given you, and then leave the rest to him.
That's so beautiful and so important and so encouraging. Thank you so much, Abby, for joining me.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Abby, for being my guest on the show. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Follow Abby on Instagram at joyfully.abby, and follow my Instagram account at diveanddigdeep. Don't forget to find me on the Sola Network podcast, the Walnut Commentary podcast for my church, and the SVRGN podcast with my wife Jess. I'll put all of those links in the show notes. In the show notes, you'll find the link to the Sound Words podcast archive. And don't forget to subscribe to Sound Words on YouTube, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Sound Words. My website is musicgoon.com. The email address for this podcast is soundwords@musicgoon.com. And you can always tweet me at musicgoon. Thanks. See you soon.